Our lesson for this morning is stay glad about Jesus. Stay glad about Jesus. And our text is going to be coming from Psalms chapter number 32 and verse number 11. It says, "Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart." And the word glad, you see the definition for glad is when someone is glad, they're pleased, or they're delighted, or they are happy. So if you take those words and put them in the title, it says, stay glad about Jesus, be pleased, stay pleased about Jesus, stay delighted about Jesus, and stay happy about Jesus. As you see in the little write-up we have, it says, Jesus must be the center of my joy, my happiness, and also my contentment. If I want everlasting joy, I must take advantage of every effort to, as the scripture says, be glad in Jesus. I must take advantage of every effort to be glad in Jesus. To replace Jesus with anything else only results in a temporary experience. In other words, if I'm talking about being glad, if I take Jesus out of it, say I'm glad I got a job, or I'm glad I got money, or I'm glad I got this gift, it's only going to be a temporary experience. It's not going to be everlasting. Only in Jesus can we experience everlasting gladness. Experiencing everlasting joy. Now, one of the tricks of Satan is to make us get caught up in those things that are called temporary. According to Job chapter number 20 and verse number 5, and someone get Luke 12:19-21. Job 20 and 5 says that the triumphing of the wicked is what? Short. In other words, it's not long-lasting. As I said, it's only temporary. And the joy of the hypocrite is but for a moment. So their triumphing is only short, and their joy is only for a moment. So that's Satan's illusion. Satan strives to make people think that having anything else other than Jesus is really going to make you happy. But according to the scripture, it says it's only what? Short. And it only lasts for what? But for a moment. Alright. Now in Luke chapter number 12:19-21 is evidence of that. Luke chapter number 12:19-21.
And I will say to my soul, so thou hast much goods laid up for many years.
Now remember, what did we say? To replace Jesus with anything else is only going to result in a temporary experience. It's not everlasting. It's not everlasting. But you see what he said? He said to his soul, soul, thou hast much goods. Now, what did he replace? He replaced Jesus with his goods, with his stuff. He said these goods were laid up for many years. See, he was only fooling himself. He thought that his goods could replace Jesus. Only Jesus can give you everlasting joy. Only Jesus can. If you're looking for anything else to do it, it's not going to work. It's only going to last but for a moment. And then remember, this is part of Satan's illusion. Satan's illusion to make people think that they're triumphing and their joy is going to be everlasting when they don't have no Jesus. When you don't have no Jesus, your triumphing is only for a short period. Your joy is only going to be for a moment. And then you got to come back to reality. The reality is, with no Jesus, you don't have no joy and no peace. All right? So the soul, he said, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease. Eat, drink, and be what? Be merry. That word be merry means be glad, right? He's trying to force his soul to be glad without Jesus. He's trying to force his soul to be glad without Jesus. And as you know, if anything, we should say takeaway, saints, don't fall into that trap. Don't fall into that trap trying to make yourself be glad about stuff. Because stuff is only going to last for a short period of time. It's only here but for a moment. It's gone. It's going to be gone. Just as fast as you get it, it's going to be gone. You're going to want to replace it with something else. But then if you look at verse number 20, verse number 20 tells us how Jesus feels about this thinking. About how Jesus feels about us trying to force our souls to be glad with this temporary stuff. Jesus says, thou what? Fool. This night thy soul shall be what? Required of thee. Then whose shall those things be, right? Which thou hast what? Provided. So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich towards who? Towards God. So it's very important, saints, to make sure again that we let Jesus be our joy. We let Jesus be our joy and we make a conscious effort to stay glad about Jesus. Don't let the world try to replace Jesus with anything. You know, the world do that. Family, or life. Everything tries to take the place of Jesus. And it's already been revealed to us that Jesus is the only one that can allow us to experience this joy. Jesus is the only one that can allow us to experience this joy. Now, so you say, well, in all of the things that I go through in life, all of these tests, all of these trials, all of these temptations, how in the world can I stay glad about Jesus? How can I stay glad about Jesus? Psalms 40:8 says to do what? I delight to do thy will. So that word delight means the same as being glad. So the writer is saying, how can you stay glad about Jesus? Tap into what his will is. Tap into what the Lord's will is for your life. What is his will? His will, first of all, is that all men be saved. That all men come into the knowledge of Jesus Christ. So if I want to be stay glad about Jesus, I got to keep on living in his will. In other words, not doing things that please me, but doing things that please Jesus. That's an amazing thing how Jesus is telling me I can deny myself and focus on pleasing him, and he'll make me happy. Right. And you say, people will say, well, that don't even make sense. If I focus on making myself happy, I should be happy. No, the Lord said, that's not how it works. Right. When you do that, it's only going to be short. Right. It's only going to be for a moment. But the Lord knows all of the seasons of our life. Lord don't know some of the seasons of your life. He knows every season of your life. It is amazing how the Lord knew from the beginning, before he even formed us, that we would be living during this year. And how much will be going on in this year. This year has been a very busy year. A noteworthy year. You know, it's an election year. People are dealing with this virus. People have been dealing with racial equality. It's like a big old melting pot. All of it has been happening in this year. And it's amazing how the Lord said, I already knew this before the year even started. While you were celebrating in 2019 about the successes and the joys and all the promotions and whatever I got, all this stuff was making you so happy. The Lord says there's something else around the corner. You don't even see it coming. And this stuff that you were celebrating in 2019, the Lord says it was only going to be viewed as short. It was only going to be viewed as a moment. And the very common thing you keep hearing people say during this year, I'll be so glad when this year is over. Yeah. As though when the clock strikes on January 1st, 2021, something magically is going to happen. They don't realize you're going to carry the same sorrow, same distress. The same, sadness. You're going to carry that over into the next year. Why? Because all of this stuff is only temporary. But the beautiful thing about us, those that have Jesus, those that have tapped into the new birth, people will be saying, well, you ain't got to do all that. Well, you think of what it does for your soul. When you follow the Lord's plan of salvation, he give you a mind to repent. He gives you a mind to turn your life away from that sin. Gives you a mind to go down in his water, in the water, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the purpose of removing sin from the soul. Then he gives you a mind to stay at the altar and tarry or wait, calling on his name until you are endued with power from on high. He says, but when you receive the Holy Ghost, you receive joy. Joy comes with the Holy Ghost. It is a part of having Jesus in you. When you have Jesus in you, you have joy down inside of you. So the key is, as the lesson is telling you, is once you get the Holy Ghost, you got to stay. That word stay means it represents being continual. In other words, no matter what come in your life, no matter what season you may be in, whether it's a season of reaping or a season of losing, a season of gaining, or a season of having to pluck up something that has been gained, or you have to give away something that is gained, Jesus says just stay glad about him. In other words, don't substitute Jesus for anything else. Don't do that. Don't do that. You're only going to mess yourself up. Because
right.
The thing that you're replacing Jesus with is only going to be what? Short. And it's only going to be for what? A moment. But Jesus will be with you forever and ever. That's the truth, saints. Jesus gives us everlasting joy. And that being able to be glad about Jesus is something that you can do even in the midst of sorrow.
Right.
Even in the midst of letdown. You can still find something to be glad about Jesus about. You know, so if you get bad, you're not feeling well in your body, be sick. But then the Lord lets you realize, well, I got Jesus.
Yeah.
And that brings joy. You put a smile on your face. He be saying, even in the midst of the pain you may be going through, the Lord has still put a smile on your face. Why? Because you're glad. Jesus is what makes you glad. It's not your health. It's not your wealth. Or your financial stability, you realize just as much as you get this stuff, you can lose it. And that's what the fool had said within himself. Said, soul, take thine ease. I've laid up goods for you for many years. In other words, he was trying to prepare for the future. But he did not have what he needed to be prepared for the future. The goods wasn't going to prepare him for the future. You realize when he died, where was his goods going to be at? Left here on the earth. That's the truth. All of your stuff that you acquire here is going to be left right here. And Jesus said, whose is it going to belong to then? You spent all of your money and your time getting it, but who is it going to belong to when you're dead and gone? So you got to let Jesus be your joy, right? You got to let Jesus be what makes you happy. So delight to do the will of Jesus. Say, yea, thy law is where? Within my heart. Put the Lord's word down inside of your heart. That'll give you some joy. I would say people can take everything else away from you, but they cannot take that word away from you. It's why the Lord told you to do what? Hide it in your heart. Hide it in your heart. That you can learn how to do what? Do it. Well, James told you to be a doer of the word, not just a hearer or a reader. If you be a doer of the word, the writer promised you something. He said, this man shall be blessed in his deeds. That word blessed means prosperous, to be happy. The Lord will make you happy doing his word, right? That's the truth. Look at Psalms 63, 3 through 8. How can I stay glad about Jesus? All right, what does it say? That's the truth. All of this stuff that go on in life, the Lord is trying to tell you to tap into his what? His loving kindness. Tap into his loving kindness. Why? Because it's better than life. That's the truth. This thing that you call life, this ability to do what? Breathe in and breathe out. This ability to move. The Lord says his love and his kindness is what? Better than life. It's better than life. Keep going. That's the truth. If you're looking for a life to result in praise, the Lord said you got to look beyond this.
Yes.
Why? Because this changes.
Uh-huh.
This goes through seasons. It has ups. It has downs. But the Lord said the thing that is constant is his what? His love and his kindness. Love and his kindness is the same way.
Yes.
Every day. Think about what the one writer said, that you wake up every morning, you see brand new mercy. Brand new mercy, and even in the midst of all of the change that goes on in your life, you see brand new mercy. So the Lord is telling you, don't look at life and just let it be limited to you being able to breathe and move. Don't let life stop there. Realize there's so much more to life than that. It's the truth. There's so much more to life than me being able to breathe and move, have the activities of my limbs. I am so much more than that. I'm so much more than being able to walk down the street. So much more than being able to drink a glass of water. I'm more than being able to breathe in and smell what a rose smells like. I'm more than that. That's right. Your soul is more than that. Those experiences are limited to the body. But the Lord said this body is going back to the dirt. You realize that's why the enemy tries to, he fools man. He fools man in being so caught up in the flesh, so caught up in the things that they can do in this physical body, that they miss out really what's more important. It is the soul. The soul of you is more important than anything else. And you realize the Lord loved you so much, he brought your soul into existence. And when he brought your soul into existence, it wasn't for you to be able to say, I went over here, I went over there, or I tried this and I tried that. Remember, you do all of that with your body. But what can your soul experience in this body? My soul can experience life. That's why the psalm writer said, Lord, let my soul live. In other words, let my soul have you, Jesus. You are the source of life, right? Because thy love and thy kindness is better to me than do what? Than life, right? Therefore, he says, my lips shall do what? Praise thee, Lord Jesus.
Thus will I bless thee
while
I live.
While I live.
I will lift up my hands to thy name.
Isn't that the truth? Now, you're trying to look for how you can stay glad about Jesus. Yes. Lord told you, while you living, bless him, right? While you're living, bless Jesus. Bless Jesus. Make the Lord happy. Do things that make Jesus happy. Don't be wasting your time trying to make yourself happy, because the Lord said when you do that, it's only going to be temporary. It's only going to be for a moment. But when you make Jesus happy, it lasts forever. That's the truth. I'm amazed when I hear the saints say, I've still been in this X amount of years. And they still got a smile on their face. That's nobody but Jesus can do that for you. Can't nobody do that for you but Jesus? I know a whole lot of experiences that you look back over. I don't care how long you've been in it. They don't make you smile, not like Jesus. They don't make you smile, not like Jesus. Only Jesus can give you joy like that. No matter what you have gone through all those years, the Lord still is the same. He still is your joy. He still is the thing that makes you delighted. He still is the thing that makes you happy or excited, right? That's the truth. That's the truth. Well, read a little bit. Lift your hands up in his name, right?
My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow.
Yes, that's true. In other words, let your soul get built up off of the word. Huh? Scripture says that man shall not live by bread alone. That's that physical bread. But every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God himself. You need to learn how to use the word of God and feed off of that word. Telling my wife that last night. She was sharing with me about a scripture that she was wrestling with all in her mind in her sleep. She said she got up, went to the bathroom. Scripture was on her mind. Went back to sleep. It was all in her mind then. She said she woke up this morning and it was gone. She can't think about what that word was. I said, baby, you don't even understand. The Lord gave you that word when you needed it. All in your mind during the night, you could have been wrestling against some kind of spiritual wickedness that was trying to steal your joy. That's the truth. It's trying to take joy away from you. And sure enough, she was dealing with a lot of stuff all for the past 72 hours. Stuff has just been coming at her left and right. All kind of negative things. But you don't let that stuff take your joy away. You don't let that stuff take away the reason for you to be glad about Jesus. You have to understand, the devil just don't attack you when you are awake. He attacks you while you're asleep. But see, the blessing of having Jesus, his word don't leave you. His word don't leave you because because you go to sleep. You need His Word to comfort you even when you're not physically conscious. You need His Word to endure all of the attacks of Satan. And sure enough, the Lord says His Word will stand up like a standard against the devil, right? That's the truth. All while you're asleep, His Word is still doing its job. Huh? What will His Word do? It will satisfy you. It will feed you just like you eat meat and eat calcium and all of that kind of stuff. And that stuff puts fat on your bones, all those vitamins. You need the Lord's Word to make you just like that, to build up your spiritual immune system, so that you won't be vulnerable to Satan's attacks. You need to be able to withstand all of those attacks. Everything that the devil already is trying to plot against you, you need to be able to endure all of that. You've got to take it. It's not going nowhere. You've got to take it. You got to be able to go through it. Those winter seasons. You ask yourself, why does the bear and all these other animals that hibernate during the winter, they feed real good all during the summertime because they know during the winter they got to be asleep. They got to be somewhere resting. And they don't want to die in their sleep. Oh, that's the truth, saints. They don't want to be dying in the time of hibernation. It is a season for them to be still. And they've got to live off of what they put in them, right? Same thing doing you. You got to live off of what Jesus has put in you, right? You ain't put nothing in, you ain't going to be able to sustain these changes. Not going to be able to sustain them. Everything is not always going to be a time of reaping. Sometimes you're going to lose. Sometimes you have to let stuff go. It go along with the season. If you don't learn anything about the day, every day is not sunny. Some days it's cloudy. Some days it's stormy. Huh? Sometimes the rain comes. And those unfavorable weather conditions. Huh? But you got to still be able to sustain yourself. Still got to have your joy. Still got to have your peace inside of you. And you have to realize I cannot be caught up in what I can do only when it's sun outside. Why? Because what are you going to do when it's cloudy? You going to get somewhere in the corner and cry about because you can't go outside and play in the sun? Jesus said, let me be your joy. Why? Because I'll make you glad whether it's sunny or cloudy, right? That's the truth. Let Jesus be your joy. Let the Lord satisfy your soul. Yes. Not your body, but learn how to let Jesus satisfy the soul. Right. People satisfy your body. Yeah, that's the truth. Yeah. You're sad. People hug you. You feel comforted, right? Yeah. You it's time for gift giving, birthdays. People give you a gift. You feel real happy. That's just your body. Yeah. Jesus said, don't get caught up in your body. Right. Why? Because it's only temporary. Yeah. It only lasts for a moment, right? But you need to be focused on the real you. Yeah. The real you is your soul. And the only one that can satisfy your soul is Jesus. The only one that can make your soul glad is Jesus, right? That's the truth. That's the truth, saints. Read a little bit more.
And my mouth shall praise thee with joyful
lips. Not sad lips, but joyful lips. Yes. Now, how are you going to do that without no Holy Ghost inside of you? Your lips need to be joyful, right? Yes. Lips need to be joyful. Don't go trying to praise Jesus with sad lips. I see sometimes I come in, see saints be down and be trying to praise the Lord with them down faces. And it don't work. It don't look right. And that let me know something may be going on inside of your soul that you're not giving close attention to. What do you mean close attention? Because your soul should be glad. I know sometimes our bodies just don't act right. They just don't go the way you want it to go. But it has nothing to do with your soul. Your soul should be tuned in with Jesus. You should still be able to quicken even when your body is in pain. That lets you know that it's not your body moving, it's the soul rejoicing. Your body is just a tool. But you don't want your body to hold you captive. Your soul has been freed by Jesus. Jesus said, when I give you the Holy Ghost, I give you joy in your soul. Not your body, but in your soul, right? That's the truth, saints. Want your soul to be glad about Jesus. Want your lips to be what? Joyful. To praise Him with joyful lips. Keep going.
That's the problem.
That's the problem. The enemy tries to let all of this stuff come into your life to snatch away your memory.
Right.
To snatch away what the Lord have done for you.
Right.
We use that as example on that this year's theme about my song.
Right.
Now they were very happy as long as the Lord was doing.
Yeah.
As long as they could physically see Jesus doing.
Right.
But see, Joshua and Caleb had a different spirit.
Right.
We said, what kind of spirit did Joshua and Caleb have? They tapped into thy loving kindness.
Right.
It's better to me than life.
Yeah.
In other words, even when they were thirsty, they still were glad about Jesus.
Right.
Glad about Jesus? Wouldn't you say, well, Scott, what in the world did they have to be glad about Jesus even in their thirst? Because they remembered that the Lord brought them out of Egypt.
Right.
They remembered what Egypt was like.
Right.
They remembered that they were in that bondage for over 400 years.
Right.
And the Lord brought them out by many signs and wonders.
Right.
Not by Moses' hand, but it was the hand of God himself.
Right.
The Lord is the one that caused those plagues to come.
Right.
The Lord was the one that gave them the word to put the blood upon the doorposts.
Right.
And the door on the sides of the door. The Lord gave them that word. And while the people were outside crying in their homes, the Lord kept Israel. The Lord allowed the death angel to pass over them. And they woke up the next day with their children still living. With the adults that were firstborn still living. All because they were up under the blood. And they realized that the Lord's love and kindness was better than life, right? That's the truth. And even when things got hard, they tapped into their memory. They said, oh, even though my body is going through this, let me think about the love and kindness of Jesus. That's you, saints. I don't care what you're going through in your life. When stuff get hard in your life, don't lose your memory. I don't care what's going on. Ask the Lord to keep your memory intact. And I'm not talking about the memory to memorize who this person is and who that person is. To memorize what your birthday is. None of that stuff matters. Nothing. But just remember Jesus. Even if you get dementia or Alzheimer's, don't you forget Jesus. Pray that the Lord will keep your mental state in such a way that you never forget Calvary. Why? Because it was at Calvary Jesus showed us how much he loved us, right? He loved us so much that he died. Scripture says that he died for us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Meaning God came in the flesh. Came in the likeness of sinful flesh. For what reason? To redeem us. Redeem us from what? From our sins. Not his sins. He had no sin. No guile was found in him. He was sinless. Huh? But he took on the sin of the world. Why? Because he loved us, right? His love and kindness is better than life, right? Therefore, I'll praise him. That's right. That's why I say you had to ask the Lord, Jesus, keep my mind.
Amen.
Lord, please keep my memory intact.
Yes.
It's amazing to see the different ones that were in the church over the years that have become victims to these mental sicknesses, dementia and Alzheimer's. Different ones, different saints have become victims to that horrible disease that messes up their memory, where they repeat the same thing over and over again, and they don't remember this, and they don't remember that. They don't even remember who you are. But one thing is true. They do not forget Jesus. I don't care who they are. The Lord has shown down through the years. They may forget you. They may forget how to tie their shoe. They may forget how to put their clothes on and eat their food. But they do not forget Jesus. When they hear a song of praise, it's something that reminds them about the love and kindness of Jesus. And it stirs up something not in the body, but way down in the soul, right? That's the truth. Way down in their soul. That's why I love the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost promised to be with me no matter what season of life I'm in. Holy Ghost promised to be right there with me. That's why we tell you to get the Holy Ghost, because you're going to need the Holy Ghost in some shape or form. You're going to need the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the only thing that can keep you glad, even in the midst of sorrow. The Holy Ghost can keep your soul glad, right? That's the truth. The Holy Ghost can do that for you. If you remember, upon your bed, keep going. In the night watches. See, in other words, something done kept you up. That lets you realize something's going on. Something's going on in your life. Friends are not around. Family is not around. It's just you. And you got to have Jesus with you. So that you can stand flat-footed, sitting on your bed. Even in the midnight when you should be asleep, you should still be able to sit on the side of your bed and remember, regardless of what you're going through, Jesus still makes me glad. Jesus is still my joy. He is still my peace. And that ain't from the outside. I'm talking inward. He's my inner joy, right? He's my inner peace. That's the truth, saints. Read a little bit more.
Been
my help. Now that lets you know, according to the verse before that, that there was something going on in his life. He needed some help. He needed Jesus. He needed Jesus when friends could not be found. He needed Jesus when family was nowhere around. It was just him or her on the bed, right? On the bed, sitting there. Could not go to sleep. Body couldn't go to sleep. Why couldn't the body go to sleep? Because too much was going on in the mind. Too much was going on around him that was preventing him from going to sleep. But what did he do? He said, what I will do on this bed is remember Jesus. I will sit here and I will think about what Jesus has done for me, right? That's the truth. I'll sit here and I'll think about what Jesus has done for me. And when I look at all of the horrors of my past, I can stand assuredly and say, Jesus has helped me. He has helped me through it all. Right? That's the truth, saints. All of the horrors of your past, all of your failures, all of your shortcomings, you can stand flat-footed and look back at it. Look back after it and say, the Lord helped you through it all, right? Not people, the Lord did it. Nobody but Jesus helped you through it, right? Read a little bit more. Therefore, in the shadow of thy wings, I will rejoice. Keep going. That's the truth. That's the truth. Stop following after money. Stop following hard after people. And let your soul follow hard after Jesus. Say, others good, I want the Holy Ghost. Here's the key. Let your soul follow hard after Jesus. Be so that you, everywhere you turn, you just not satisfied. Why? Because you realize there's another step without Jesus. Every stroke of that clock, you're not satisfied. Why? Because you realize there's another moment without Jesus being in my soul. And you should be speaking to your soul. You be telling your soul, soul, I'm hungry. My soul is hungry, Jesus. Hungry for what? Not for houses, not for land, not for people, not for stuff. My soul is hungry for you. You and only you, Jesus. You're the only one that can satisfy my soul, right? That's the truth. That's the truth, saint. My soul followeth hard after thee. The right hand, it upholdeth me. The Lord's strength is what holds you up. Not you. You're not doing it. It's the Lord Jesus. His authority. His authority over your life and his authority over the earth is what is upholding you. Even in the midst of all of this death. Come on, saints. Even in the midst of all of this death, all of this sickness, all the enemy trying to do is instill fear about all of the things that are going on around us. But the Lord is saying, I'm the one that upholds you. I'm the one that is your strength. Even in the midst of famine and disease, the Lord say, I am your strength. So saints should not be down because of what's going on. Not when you got Jesus. Jesus is your gladness. In other words, he's the one that makes you happy, right? That's the truth. Read a little bit more.
And it says
1 Peter chapter number 4 and 12.
Beloved,
yes.
Think it not strange concerning the.
That's the truth. This is what I'm trying to get you prepared for. Mm-hmm. All of your prayer services, all of your fast days, all of your constant reminders to study the Lord's word, all of those constant encouragements to keep your mind on Jesus, all of those constant warnings to leave the world alone. All of the world, not some of it, all of the world. Leave the world alone. The Lord told you, touch not the unclean thing.
Right.
Separate yourself from all ungodliness.
Right.
Come out, the Lord said.
Right.
Not go in, come out
yes.
from among them.
Yes.
Huh? The Lord said that, come out from among them and be ye separate.
Right.
Touch not the unclean
right.
thing, and I will receive you.
Right.
That's what Jesus said, right?
Yes.
You want to go back with Jesus, you've got to do your part.
Right.
All of this stuff called life is just a trial
right.
to see where you want to spend eternity.
Right.
Your life is examined by the righteous judge who is looking you and I over during this thing called life
right.
to see whether you really want to live,
right.
whether you really want to escape his wrath, right?
Right.
Yeah, I want to escape the wrath of Jesus. I don't want no part of it. I'm not foolish to think I can take it. I don't want no part of the wrath of God Almighty. I don't want any of it. I'm not strong enough to go through his wrath. Huh? Come on, saints. I'm not strong enough to look at the wrath of God. I'm not strong enough to endure not one moment of God's wrath poured out on humanity. I don't want the Lord to think that I'm strong in my mind. I don't want the Lord to think that I think I got the physical strength or the mental wherewithal to go through his wrath. Jesus, I'm not strong enough to deal with your wrath. I'm not strong enough to go through one moment of your wrath. I need you to save me from the wrath that is to come, right? Take me out of here, Jesus. That's right. Take me out of here, Lord Jesus. I don't want to be here now one moment during the tribulation period. Huh? I don't want to look at hell. No. I don't even want to look at hell. I want to, when I die, when I take my last breath, all I want to see is the glory of
Jesus.
All I want to see is paradise. Paradise is wherever Jesus is. All I want to do is be wherever Jesus is. Huh? That's the truth, saints. That's on my mind. That's my focus. That's the thing that gives me joy. That's the thing you say, well, Scott, what keep you happy? Even in the midst of all that's going on. Well, I realize I ain't going to be down here long. Realize and say, Scott, you say, oh, this one didn't come. That one ain't come. This one's going through this. But why do you still come in here and praise Jesus? Because I realize I'm not going to be down here long. I'm only going to be here but for a moment. Huh? And I'd be fooling myself to let you and anybody else physically be my joy. You do not make me glad. Jesus is the one that makes me glad. You say, oh, Scott, I saw you smile when such and such was singing. Were you thinking I was paying attention to that person? I was paying attention to the Jesus using them. Jesus makes me glad. Jesus is my joy, saints. When I see you rejoice, I'm not paying attention to you. I'm paying attention to Jesus using you. And it gives me joy and excitement, right? That's the truth. I realize Jesus can use whomever. Lord can use whoever. Lord can use whoever he wants. To excite my soul. Lord gets in rocks and excites my soul. A rock is somebody that don't have a mind.
to do what they're supposed to do. And every now and then I see the Lord step into a rock and say, if you won't praise me, I'll make a rock praise me. I'll make a rock be glad. Show you what it's like to be happy about Jesus. That's amazing. How the Lord can use somebody that has no Jesus to show me who has Jesus what I need to be doing. And when I see them rejoice, I say, Stephen, get yourself together. Stephen, get out of yourself and praise the God that lives in you, right? That's who, praise him. Praise the one that lives in you. Huh? See, I just got in my head, it's hurting, but I'm breathing. Praise him. I got the activities of my limb. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him with the tools that you got. Praise the Lord. Let him know, Lord, you are my joy, right? That's right. Stay glad, saints. Stay glad about Jesus. Even in the midst of fiery trials. Fiery trials don't feel good. These ain't these trials that feel good. It's hot. Sometimes we go through stuff, it get hot. It get hot, it starts to burn. Huh? In other words, it keep you up. It keep you anxious. Keep you a little fidgety. Right? Because it don't feel good, right? It ain't these feel good trials. This is a fiery trial. That's what the writer said, a fiery trial. That the what?
To try you.
Uh-huh. Then the Lord done told you, do not think it's strange. Huh? Don't think you lost Jesus because you go through a fiery trial. Don't think Jesus is upset with you because you're going through a fiery trial. He's got to try your faith. Huh? You say you believe in Jesus. Huh? You got to have that kind of faith, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had. What was that faith? That was a fiery trial, literally. That was a literally fiery trial. But they look at the kind of faith they had. They said, my God is able to bring me through it. In other words, he can do it. Now, if he does it or not, that's not my call. I have no control over what he does. Why? Because the God I serve is sovereign. He can do what he wants when he wants. I have no right to get upset with him, nor complain about what he brings into my life. Only thing I can do is just do what he told me to do. Let his will be done in my life, right? One thing about them brothers, they took Jesus with them. Thank you, Jesus. They took Jesus with them to the fiery furnace. The beautiful thing about the power of Jesus, the very ones that put him in, they burnt up. I mean, they burnt up and died. But did they turn around and walk back? No. They kept right on walking. Do y'all understand that? I want you to visually understand this. Here you got people carrying you to the place of judgment. And while you're walking, the fire is hot. Right. The fire didn't get hot when they got in there. Yeah. The king said, make it hotter before they got there. Right. And it was so hot that those that stood on the outside burnt up. And those that carried them in bands and in chains burnt up. Yeah. Huh? Yeah. Come on, look at me. Yeah. Look at me. Yeah. Did Shadrach and Meshach say it's an opportunity for us to escape? No. Right. Them brothers kept right on walking. Right. Huh? Right. Now remember, they didn't get there yet. Right. When somebody is bringing you from prison to a place of torture, they got to carry you. Right. And when these soldiers were carrying Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, as they got close to the fiery furnace, they died. The people that were carrying them burnt up. And the bands that were holding Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego together, they broke. But did Shadrach and Meshach turn around and run? No. They went on into the fire. They went on into the place of judgment. And who met them there? Jesus. Jesus met them right there, right?
Huh?
So a lot of times we as saints try to avoid these fiery trials, but it's a blessing in it. It's a blessing in it. Why will it be a blessing? Because Jesus will be there. And everything you go through, you are trying to take his yoke and do what? Learn of him. I'm trying to learn a little bit more about Jesus, right? That's the truth. That's why these fiery trials, don't think it's strange concerning these fiery trials. Why? What is the purpose of them?
To try you.
In other words, to put you to the test. Huh? try you as though it's some strange thing that happened to you. Woe. Don't let the devil set in your mind, woe is me. Make you feel like you're the only one going through. This has happened to all of the saints. You're not the only sanctified person to walk on the earth. Saints been walking on the earth since the days of Pentecost. And that devil has been trying the faith since that day, right? That's the truth. But one thing is true. The Lord has still... it's still in control.
Yes.
Same joy and gladness that they had on the day of Pentecost.
Yes.
Is still working.
Yes.
In the life of the sanctified today.
Right.
Same Jesus.
Right.
Not a different Jesus. That same Jesus.
Right.
Same Jesus that was in Peter, in Paul, in all of them apostles on the day of Pentecost. And Paul on the road to Damascus, all of that same Jesus is inside of the soul of the saint today. It ain't a different Jesus. It's the same Jesus. And if them brothers had gladness then, you should be able to have some gladness now, right? You should be able to have some gladness down inside of you. You should be able to be happy. You'd be able to be like Paul. Paul knew he was about to be beheaded. And he looked at it, he said, the time of my departure is at hand. But he still was glad about Jesus. He still was glad about Jesus. He told you, everybody forsook me. Everybody. Everybody forsook me. People that were saved turned their back on me. People that I was witnessing to, that I blessed, gave them the word of life, they turned their back on me, called me a liar. Question the doctrine that the Lord brought into me. I gave to them. They started questioning, trying to make it a lie. He said, all of them forsook me. But nevertheless, the Lord stood with me. Jesus strengthened me, right? That's the truth, saints. Read a little bit more of that. Yes.
Inasmuch as ye are
partakers. That's the truth. That's the truth. What are we a partaker of? I'm telling my wife that this weekend. Sometimes we be going through. And that first thing come out of, Lord, no. The Lord is going to help me bring me through this. But you got to make sure you're not going through because of you. You got to make sure you're going through for Christ's sake. In other words, for the sake of Jesus. In other words, you're doing something in His will. Sometimes we throw the Lord's will down and we let our will be God. We don't even know it. We're so full of doing what we want, how we want. We want things to turn out the way we want them to. And we throw the Lord's will down. And it was always said, well, I don't know what the Lord's will is. Yes, you do. His will is revealed in His word. Any action contrary to the word of God is not His will. Y'all heard? I'm saying, any action or behavior contrary to the word of God is not His will. And what do you need to do with it? You need to get out of it. If it ain't His will, I don't need to be in it, right? Because the Lord ain't going to bless me. The Lord ain't going to bless you. Your life, sure enough, ain't going to be happy. Because the Lord done told you in one of those verses, I delight to do thy will. That's the only way. That's the only way you're gonna be happy. That's the only way you're gonna be glad with this thing called life. When you do the Lord's will, not your will. When you do the Lord's will, but you gotta have a mind frame. Jesus taught us an example. He showed us an example when He was right at physical death's door. He let us hear what the physical body had to say about death. Physical body said, I don't want to die. If it be any other kind of way, let this cup, let this wrath pass from me. But what did He say? Jesus showed me an example. What did He say? Nevertheless, not my will, but let thy will be done, right? Let thy will. And His will, it didn't look pretty. It was lonely. Yes, it was. When he came, he went from judging hall to judging hall by himself.
Yes.
It was a lot of slander and ridicule and accusations.
Yes.
But how did He deal with it? He opened not His mouth. His flesh wanted to talk. But He said, nevertheless, not my will, but let thy will. When you let the Holy Ghost lead you, it says, shut your mouth.
Yes.
Ain't no sense you arguing with the wicked.
Yes.
Psalm 39:1 tells you that. I said, I take heed to my ways that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with the bridle. Meaning, keep your mouth shut when you are before the wicked. I have nothing to say to the wicked. Let your yea be yea and your nay be nay. No side talking. I told my wife that, no side talking. Why? Because you're the wicked. I'm not going to waste my pearls on no wicked person. Lord said, you just like you feeding your pearls to the swine. Just throwing all the good stuff out of you. Hey, you all be trying to reason, give somebody something inside of you. You got joy, you got gladness. You trying to give them something they don't want. They don't want no joy. They don't want the gladness in you got. Why they don't want it? Because they don't want no Jesus. You're telling them you got to have Jesus. They say, I don't want no Jesus. I want what I want. I'm going to do what I want. And you got to let them do just what it is till they see themselves. You'd be like the father of the prodigal son. Stay home and pray. Stay home and pray. Let that pig wallow in that mud until they see themselves. See, a lot of parents don't like that. A lot of parents don't like that about dealing with children. They think that they their babies all their lives. Mine are grown. And they've reached that age. And I'm very serious with them. They reach that age. I will not tolerate disrespect in my home. Amen. You know what I live for. You know what my standard is. The minute you feel like you can't do it, you got to get out. You say, where am I going to go? I don't know. And I don't know what to tell you. And you're not going to take none of the stuff that I worked hard for. I'll let you take the clothes you have on your backside. That's it. Oh, but all my, take what you got and get out. I ain't going nowhere. I guess you don't have nowhere to go. One thing you're going to learn is the devil is a very evil and cruel creature.
He
leaves you. You be all big and bad, but then when he gets you to do what he wants, he leaves you. And you see that you are a lonely creature. Ain't got a friend to stand with you. You got the wicked. The wicked, I don't know what the wicked going to do for you. I'm sorry, I just don't know. They may say, you come on, you can sleep on myself. I don't know. Then you're going to be over there looking all strange because they got roaches and mice and everything. Say, well, I ain't got all that stuff in my house. Well, you left your house. You got to stay with the wicked. The wicked's house stink. They don't clean. Right? They live all manner of unsafe lives. You be sitting up in the corner. You in the house of the wicked. Dishes ain't dirty. Bugs crawling all over the place. You like, wow. They don't live like this at my mom's house. Well, that's Jesus' home. So Jesus' home is a home of peace. Peace and quiet, right? And you didn't want that. You didn't want that. You wanted to lay with the wicked. Right? Yes. So parents don't want to do that. Parents don't want to say, just get out. You don't want to be here, get out. I'm being serious. You don't want to be here, get out. Go out there and make life happen. Go out there and make the best of it. Well, what am I going to eat? I don't know. I see homeless people digging trash cans. I guess that's what you'll do if you ain't got no money. That ain't fair. No, life is not fair. The one thing you're not going to do is dishonor what the Lord has given me. I went through many trials and tribulations to get to this point in life, right? And I'm not going to let a second or a moment with you, because that's all it is. It's only a moment, right? Your children is only with you for a moment. I'm not going to let a second or a moment ruin my life. The quality of my life. Here I am going to tolerate and put up with your foolishness. And then the Lord say, I'm going to take my hand off of you. And when the Lord take his hand off of me, that means I can't look for the Lord to bless my life. Will you go on? Yeah, you may go on. You may go right on. But don't go crying to Jesus. Don't go praying to the Lord. Why? Because the Lord said, you can talk all you want. My hand is off of your life.
That's right.
What you reap, that's what you're going to sow.
Right. That's true.
I just don't understand why nothing is working for me. Look like the hand of the Lord is not with you.
Right.
And when the hand of the Lord is not with you, you need to ask yourself why. Why is the Lord not with me? Is it because of the decisions and the choices that I made? Yes. You brought this on yourself. That prodigal son knew what the appetite of a pig was because of his own choices. I don't know what the appetite of a pig is. I don't know what it's like to eat slop. Right, I don't know what it's like to eat that. My choices have not brought me to that point. But some people make choices that bring them to the diet of a pig. They want to make you feel bad because of the choices that they made. And that's why I say again, you got to put them out. As hard as it is, you going to cry? Yes, you are going to cry. But you realize at least I can cry with the hand of the Lord on my life. The one thing, as the writer said, you may be on your bed in the midnight, but the Lord is your help, right? I don't want to lose the hand of the Lord on my life. Not for no human. Not for no human being. When I can have the hand of the Lord on my life and actually pray. I mean, actually pray. The Lord says his ears are open to the cries of the righteous. I can literally be in my home with you out there doing whatever with the hand of the Lord on my life and be praying that the Lord will touch your mind. And when the Lord bring them back, standards don't change. And they not, to be honest, they not coming back to change your standards. They have no reason to come back to change your standards because they know what your standards are. They're coming back to say, I want to do what I'm supposed to do. And do what I'm supposed to do don't mean bringing them back in, making them feel comfortable. No, this is the plan. You is an adult now. What are your finances? What you got to work with? I don't have anything with you. Step number one, you need to go get a job. Because in order for you to take care of yourself, you need income. In other words, something needs to come in, right? Well, what am I going to do in the meantime? I'm going to give you a bed. Am I going back to my... No, you're not going back to your room. You lost that room. That room is mine now. You lost that room. You will have a mattress. And you're not going to dress up your mattress. Because you're not going to be comfortable. You're going to stay out of bags. Not going to give you no totes. You're going to have bags. Because you're not going to crowd up my house with your totes. See? And while you're doing it, this is not a time for you to go replace your wardrobe. Because you don't need to be spending money on clothes. Grown folk got bills to pay. You need to be able to take care of yourself. Right? See, we got this thing all mixed up. Bring these grown children back into our lives, and then we start treating them just like they 10 and 15 years old. And we wonder why they stuck. Why they stuck? It'd be time for you ain't careful. It'd be time for them to draw Social Security. Now you got two people in the house drawing off Social Security. That don't even add up. You don't need no help. I see if you was here to help me. You don't even know I get up and take care of myself. Both of y'all sitting there looking at the mailbox, wondering when my check gonna get here this month. Just off. Just off. Little do you know, the child is waiting for you to die. Hey Lord, it's about time for you to die so this house can be mine. See, the difference between your will and the Lord's will. Difference. It's a big difference. It's a big difference between your will and the Lord. Your will is all messed up. The Lord's will is already lined up. And it makes sense. It makes sense. The end story of that prodigal son, he did not look the way that he was when he came back. When he came back, he had a greater appreciation. Yeah, he had something he didn't have before, humility. Sometimes life has to teach the child how to be humble. How to do what? Respect authority, right? Does that make sense? That makes sense to me, saints. That makes sense to me. Don't let the enemy take away your glad.
Yes.
Lord, give you the Holy Ghost. He intended for you to be glad.
Yes.
He didn't give you the Holy Ghost for you to be no sad saint. He gave you the Holy Ghost for you to be glad. Read a little bit more.
It says, partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed,
yeah,
be glad also.
Also exceedingly. Yes, keep going.
If you be reproached for the name of Christ, yes,
happy are who?
Yes.
That's another one.
Mm-hmm.
You got to make sure that when the reproaches come,
yes,
it's because of Jesus. And not because of your own mistakes or errors. These poor decisions.
Yes.
These poor choices. All right, keep going.
Uh-huh. Happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God
shall rest on you.
Right.
Huh? Now look at when you do it Jesus' way. Right. Read a little bit more. Read the next part.
On their part. He is evil spoken.
Yes, but on yours.
He is glorified. Right, yes.
Does that make sense? That's when the hand of the Lord is on your life. See, it works if you do it the way Jesus said for it to be done. Read a little bit more.
Now
that's a wrongdoer. That's somebody doing something Jesus does not want you to do. When you are engaged in behaviors or making choices that are outside of his will, you will suffer. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. Life is going to hit you hard, right? Might not be today, might not be tomorrow, but it is coming. You suffer for what? As a murderer or a thief or as an evildoer or as a busybody. That's right. In other words, the judgment is going to be coming. Each one of you get one of those last scriptures and I'm going to let you get ready to go. My time is done.
Psalms 5:11.
All right.
But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice.
Yes.
Let them ever shout for joy.
Yes.
Because thou defendest them.
Yes.
Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee.
That's how you can stay glad about Jesus, saints. That's how you can stay glad about Jesus. Remember, these scriptures are giving you ways. How can I stay glad about Jesus? Don't let the enemy steal that from you. Okay, distractions. I think the missionaries did that lesson before. That's how the enemy steals stuff from you, by these distractions. But you need to know, I said, no. I need to stay glad about Jesus. That word stay means continue. In other words, it makes reference that regardless of what I'm going through, it does not affect my joy in Jesus. Next verse. What's the next one?
16:11.
What's that say?
Thou will show me the path of life.
Yeah. Now, when he show it to you, what you need to do with it? Walk in it.
Right.
He said it in John, as you see the light, walk in the light.
Right. In thy presence is fullness.
Yes.
Joy.
So the Lord is showing me a path to bring me into what? His presence. And when I get to his presence, I have the what?
Fullness of joy.
Yes.
At thy right hand.
Yes. Forevermore. Yes. That's 16:11, right? All right. 126:5. Psalms 126:5. How can I stay glad about Jesus?
126:5. They that sow in tears shall reap.
Oh, what I need to learn how to do, cry to the Lord. Even in the time of your happy season, still don't let that take away your crying out to Jesus. Cry out to Jesus. Those that sow in tears shall reap in what? Joy, right? Sow in tears, you'll reap in joy. Next one, last one. Psalms 103:1-5. That's a familiar one.
Bless the Lord,
O my soul. And all that's within me, do what? Bless his holy name, right? Yes. Forget not. That go that word forget again. That's another prayer. The Lord help my memory. Help me to remember what you have done for me. Forget not his what? Benefits. He go benefit number one. What does Jesus do for you? He forgives all of your what? Next benefit. He heals all of your diseases, right? He redeems you from your life from destruction, right? He crowns you with what? Love and kindness, right? That's right. Your mouth with good things, yes, so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. That's the truth. I love to see mother get happy. I love to see her get happy because I realize the joy is Jesus. The joy is Jesus. You stir up that gift inside of you. I don't care what limits your body has. The Lord lets you know that joy is not because of your body. That joy is because of Jesus. And it may let me know it's the same Jesus, and it don't change, because Mother Dawson used to do the same thing sitting in her seat. When we would sing that song, Lord, I just want to thank you, to see the Lord quicken her body. Then there wasn't nobody but the joy of Jesus that would do that for you. So there's no mistake. There's no mistake. Learning how to stay glad about who? About Jesus. Don't let the enemy steal your joy. I don't care what you go through. Stay glad about Jesus. Remember, these things that happen are only temporary. They're only temporary. Some temporary stuff feels good. It does. Some temporary stuff feels bad. But you better keep it in your mind. The good don't outweigh the bad. It's still the same. It's still temporary. Right? You be feeling good. I know when they gave us them stimulus check, that money, that stuff feel good. Coming in my, I said, ooh, look at this money. Wow. Look at it. You said, then you look at it, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do this. And then you realize, I ain't got enough money to do all of this. That little bit of money I got definitely ain't going to do all of this wish list. This wish list is thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. Then your joy just goes. And you realize, I can't let that money make me happy. Because that money is only what? Temporary. Just as fast as you get it, just as fast as you, it's gone. Just as fast as you get it, it's just as fast. You got to let Jesus be your joy. You got to let Jesus be you glad. That's right. But at the end of the day, you be doing good. You still got a dollar left. That's about the size of it. You be doing good. You still got a dollar left, saint. So stay glad about Jesus. Don't let anything replace Jesus. I cannot say that enough. Don't let anything replace Jesus. If Jesus is what you say makes you glad, and I know he does because I see how you respond to him. Even in the praise songs, in prayer, that's your evidence to let you know it's Jesus that really makes me glad. Don't let people outside that don't know no Jesus replace Jesus. They try to replace you, say, come over here with me. Let's, and you may be laughing, laughing, laughing. And if you're not careful, then you get caught up into it. Yeah. We have so much fun, so much fun, so much fun. And the devil put it in your mind. See, you did all of this and wasn't no Jesus in it. You don't need to be going to church like that. You could have so much more fun just staying out here doing all of this. See, the devil don't let, that's his illusion. His illusion don't let you see it's only for a short time. It is only for a what? A moment. Because when that death angel sweep, all that fun stops. All that ha 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 he stops. Yeah, you see them start acting out of control. They start going all into crazy misery, crazy sorrow, crazy sadness. All that stuff be happening. And they're trying to let you know this is all going on in my life because I'm trying to be happy without Jesus. And it just doesn't do what? It doesn't work. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. All right? All right, saints, we trust you got something out the word. Hide the word in your heart that you may not sin against Jesus, saints.